Now, I'm glad to be joined by Michael Jones. It's for Movies with Michael, stalwart of this time each Thursday morning. We got a double up today, yes?
Yes, an Oscar Isaac double feature today. This guy really emerged, I think, for me in 2013's Inside Llewyn Davis, and he became a bigger star, I guess, through the Star Wars franchise as Poe Dameron. But he also played Nathan, I think, in Ex Machina a few years ago as well. Now he's pretty much confirmed sort of cool leading man material, I think, with these two films. One of those films being The Card Counter, starring Oscar Isaac, of course. And Tiffany Haddish is also in this one. She's actually a comedian. She's been in movies like Night School, Girls Trip, and Like a Boss. So this is kind of a strange role for her. Ty Sheridan from Ready Player One's in this, and Willem Dafoe appears. He's been in great films like At Eternity's Gate, who Oscar Isaac, he was also in that film too, Aquaman and The Lighthouse. This film was written and directed by Paul Schrader, who actually wrote Taxi Driver years ago. But he's directed movies like American Gigolo, Cat People and First Reformed. So he's got some form, this guy. This movie is about a guy called William Tell, played by Oscar Isaac. He's a professional gambler, drifting from casino to casino, making just enough money to get by. He could actually make more money due to his ability as a card counter, a skill learned during a long stretch in prison, but he doesn't want to get himself banned from the casinos. A woman called Lalinda, played by Tiffany Haddish, wants to back him on the professional poker circuit, but William's resistant. He's got some other eccentricities and anxieties too, all of which bubble up at one casino where he notices that his former boss from his time in Iraq, General Gordo, played by Dafoe, is listed as a speaker at a security conference. And he's also approached at this same casino by a young man called Kirk, played by Ty Sheridan, who blames Gordo for the death of his father and wants revenge. Now, William is deeply remorseful for his past sins and doesn't really seem to know how to forgive himself or even if he deserves forgiveness, preferring to maintain a low profile and just treating others with respect. The encounter with Kirk, however, stirs something within him. I guess the overriding theme of this film is the question of whether it is ever possible to find redemption. And this is very much a theme in, you know, many Hollywood films. I guess it's probably one of the big seven themes, one of the seven stories. The Card Counter, it's billed as a thriller, but it's really more of a character study of a man, William Tell, if that's even his real name, on a journey to find himself and possibly maybe forgive himself. Oscar Isaac plays the role with cool understatement. His calm serenity on the surface hides the turmoil behind the eyes. It's worth watching for his performance alone because this movie certainly isn't a thriller in the conventional sense. I'm not going all in for The Card Counter, but it's definitely worthy of a couple of hands.
There you go. It has not massive returns at the box office so far, so it might be an indie gem of years to come. Is Ty Sheridan in this one, is he in Mud? Is that
he is? Yes, yes,
okay,
he is.
Cool. I'm thinking of the right guy.
You are thinking of the right guy.
So, from a redemption story here, to a sci-fi future sci-fi classic.
The sands are moving through the hourglass, so we should move on to Dune, which also stars Oscar Isaac and Timothy Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson and Zendaya. She's only got one name. Jason Momoa, Josh Brolin, Stellan Skarsgård, and Javier Bardem. This one's directed by Denis Villeneuve, who's made movies like Blade Runner 2049, Incendies, and Sicario. So he's got pretty good form for some good movies as well. Mm-hmm. It's based on Frank Herbert's series of novels. There are currently 22 in the series, so there's plenty of fodder for a franchise.
Absolutely.
Hint, hint. Duke Leto of the House Atreides, played by Isaac, and his family, son Paul, played by Chalamet, wife Jessica, played by Ferguson, and his armies have been sent by the Emperor of the Galaxy to the desert planet Arrakis to oversee the mining of spice. Yeah, it's Arrakis, not Tatooine, the most valuable element in the galaxy, as interstellar travel would be impossible without it. The previous occupiers of Arrakis aren't happy to lose the lucrative gig, and the traditional owners of the planet, the Fremen, aren't overly enthusiastic for another coloniser. Oh, yeah, Paul, played by Timothy Chalamet, is a bit special. He may be some sort of messiah to unite the galaxy. But
right.
I guess we'll find out more about that later, possibly in later films. Anyway, look, if you have any more than a casual interest in the politics of the Middle East over the past 100 years or so, you might get some idea of what inspired Frank Herbert to write these books.
Gotcha.
And Throw in the mysterious quasi-religious slash supernatural element, not the Force, but something a bit different. Machiavellian political manoeuvring and scheming and bit of rivalry between houses or planets. And I guess the Hundred Years' War may have also been an influence. And you've got a touch of Game of Thrones in space as well there. Combine that with some pretty impressive special effects, huge sets, and some charismatic actors, and you've got a very, very watchable franchise in the making. Dune is pretty bloody long. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes, and will probably leave viewers unfamiliar with Dune, frustrated at the end where this story finishes. But this film is a hell of a lot more coherent than the 1984 version directed by David Lynch.
Has it been done before?
Oh, it has. It has. You've got to see Sting in a Codpiece. Just check that out.
Okay.
So some viewers may be frustrated, but hopefully they will be ready for more. Dune will probably leave most other summer blockbusters in its dust.
There you go. Exciting times. It's got franchise written all over it, doesn't it? It's got big budget and big cast written all over it.
Well, thankfully, Timothy Chalamet's in it. He's going to look 15 for the next 20 or 30 years, so I'm sure he'll be right to star in the next 20
films. Strong cheekbones, that guy. Strong cheekbones. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.